Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right. It's The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. Third hour on the Funky Flashback Friday. And did you know that Discover Card wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover Card, you've got access to 24-hour a day, 7-day a week customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means that you are never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. We've got our man Lamar Mitchell, the BetMGM director of trading, joining us at the bottom of the hour as he does every Friday of the NFL season. And then, of course, we close out the hour with the NFL pigskin pickoff. All right. With that said, we're going to stick with the NFL. And Rob Parker, of course, there's a lot of talk when you look at this AFC title game between the Ravens and the Chiefs about the quarterbacks. Probably you'd say right now the two best players in the league. Mahomes is the best player, you know, quarterback, and Lamar is having the best season and is likely to win his second MVP. The only question really, Rob, seems to be, will he win it unanimously? But here was Lamar, you know, he's obviously being asked about the matchup with Mahomes, and here he is.
I don't like competing against him at all. but, yeah, I mean, he's a great quarterback. Definitely a Hall of Famer. It's a no-brainer. He's definitely a Hall of Famer. I believe it's just two greats, up-and-coming greats, just going toe-to-toe, you know, like a heavyweight fight.
All right. Well, he certainly is a Hall of Famer. And the question, though, and we're really not a question, Rob, we would both say, Lamar Jackson's a Hall of Famer too. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. If you do something that nobody else has ever done, and that's what he is on the verge of doing when he wins another MVP.
If he's unanimous, yeah.
You know, and two before, what is it, 27?
Or two at 27? He'd be the youngest. He would be the youngest by nine months to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying? Like, there's a couple things that you start to look at when you look at the NFL and the history of it and who did this and who did that. And it's those kind of things that separate you. Obviously, if he wins a Super Bowl two or another one, Chris, or three, then you're talking about, you know, all-time great. There are plenty of guys. Marv Levy went to four Super Bowls as a coach. He's in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? We talk about it all the time. Eli Manning is going to make the Hall of Fame, whether people want to or not. He beat Tom Brady in that 18-0 Patriots team, Chris. Beat Brady in them twice, had two signature throws, had all kinds of, you know, like there's all kinds of stuff that will get him there. despite the regular seasons that weren't great. I just think Lamar's
body. Yeah, regular seasons, he's basically a 500 quarterback.
Right, right. But he was big in big moments against some of the great, all-time great teams.
I agree with you. I think Eli will be in. I would say this, though, Rob. I think he's going to be in because he did it in New York. Now, you do have a great argument. I mean, he did beat Tom Brady. What, twice, right?
Yeah.
And so that adds to it. But I think the biggest thing for him is he did it in New York. And, you know, New York, everything is magnified for good or bad. And these were positives. And so I do think that is a factor in Eli Manning.
Chris, I've seen a lot of New York players who don't get in the Hall of Fame, don't get support. I hear that all the time. Like, if people want to make the case for Don Mattingly.
Well, the way he's going now, is he done? He can't get in anymore?
No, he can't get in. It's come and gone. His window. But you know what I mean?
I think with him, he didn't win for the Yankees. You know what I mean? Like, Yankees win.
No, I get it. They didn't. They only made the playoffs his last year, and then he retired. You know what I mean? And then they went on the run without him. And Jeter and those guys, Chris. But I'm just saying, like, Keith Hernandez played for the Mets. They won a World Series, an iconic World Series. He won 11 straight Gold Gloves. He won a co-MVP, had a co-MVP. There were things that you could make a case. His time running for the Hall of Fame was over briefly. New York didn't help him, and 11 Gold Gloves, the championship, the co-MVP. I just think that it's because... And I get it. You're on a stage, New York. I understand what you're saying. But I believe it's slaying the Patriots and Tom Brady and the throws that he made. Because even the one, you could say David Tyree's, that was lucky. The throw to Manningham up the sideline, unbelievable throw and catch. And then remember, even
Tyree, one of the most
that didn't
iconic
win the game, Chris. Passes. You know what I mean? Like, right, that didn't win the game. He still had to make a throw to win the game.
Yeah, he's That's got all. At least one of the most iconic plays in Super Bowl history. So I'm not gonna have an issue with him making it. But
I know
Lamar. There are 10 guys, Rob, who've won at least two MVPs. Rob G, give us the names, and they're all either in the Hall of Fame, Rob, or they will be. First ballot, easy Hall of Famers. Rob G, give us the name.
Total of 10 guys, one running back. Shout out to Jim Brown. The other 9 are quarterbacks. Peyton Manning, he's going to be in. Aaron Rodgers is going to be in. Tom Brady is going to be in. Brett Favre already in. Johnny Unitas already in. Patrick Mahomes going to be in. Kurt Warner already in. Steve Young already in. Joe Montana already in. And now it's going to be Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, he's going to get in. No doubt.
Yeah, I think, like, I'll only throw this out, and that's not really a caveat because I think he's getting in. But if he were to, like, even if they don't win the Super Bowl, even if they lose this weekend, and let's say for whatever reason, Rob, he retired or whatever, or maybe injuries or whatever didn't play, he would be a Hall of Famer. Like, Gale Sayers is a Hall of Famer, and Gale Sayers is viewed as one of the greatest running backs ever, even though he had a short career because of injuries. And that would be essentially, I think, the equivalent of Lamar Jackson. I don't think this would keep him out, Rob, because of what we just said about the two super or the two MVPs. But let me throw this scenario at you. Because this is interesting. Because I thought it certainly wasn't as sure fire as Lamar. But I thought, and I think most people felt like Russell Wilson was going to be a Hall of Famer. Did you feel that way?
I wasn't there yet. And I
thought he was going to be a Hall of Famer, and it was really because he's, you know, the projection of his career. I was assuming he'd played 5-6 more years at a pretty good level.
If he didn't throw that pick against the Patriots, I would have said that, Chris, for sure.
Well, okay.
You know what I mean? Like that, like that would have been back-to-back, and the magnitude of that, you know what I mean, would have definitely.
Nah, it'd be huge because nobody's done that in 20
years.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like that was a big moment for him there. And, boy, can you just imagine how that could affect you long-term, like how close you were?
No, you're right. I mean, maybe if he had done that, he might be. Like, now most people don't feel he's getting in because of what's happened in Denver. Now, he could maybe go somewhere and resurrect himself. We'll see. But the only thing I'll throw out, and again, I think because of the two MVPs, it probably still gets him in. But let's just say that for whatever reason, not injuries, but just next year and going forward for, say, the next 6-7 years, the rest of his career, Lamar just fell off and didn't play well. We saw it happen to Cam Newton, and I don't think it's going to happen to Lamar. He's not as banged up as Cam and, you know, any of that. But
Cam didn't have two, though, did he?
No, and that's why I'm wondering. Okay. I'm just saying, like, let's say a Russell Wilson is a good example. He's only had one really horrible season, and then this year he was okay. But, you know, like, if Lamar just for whatever reason fell off, I wonder if the two still gets him. It probably, like you said, he did something that no one else has done at such a young age. But that's really the only thing. Now, if he wins the Super Bowl, I don't know that would even matter if he fell off. You know what I mean? Like, if he fell off for the next 7 years of his career, having two MVPs and a Super Bowl, he probably gets in no matter what. Yeah, and he may get in no matter what just with two MVPs.
Yep, and his impact, you know what I mean? Like his impact and what he was able to do, and then, like we talked about it, being 9 months younger than Patrick Mahomes. You know, like, it's just something to hang your hat on, you know? Like,
and the impact, Rob, is, I mean, like, look, obviously Jalen Hurts has been a running quarterback, and he got within 4 points of winning the Super Bowl last year. So, you know, Lamar, though, I really think if he wins this Super Bowl, because, Rob, you still hear it. You still hear people saying, Bill Polian, we talked about it last week, said, make him throw. Taylor Lewan came out, offensive lineman, came out and said this week, there's a blueprint for beating him, make him throw. Like, I mean, that's no longer the blueprint, guys. But that perception, Rob, is out there. And it probably won't go away until he wins the Super Bowl. But if he does win the Super Bowl, now this whole notion of, running quarterback, he's already put major dents in it, right? The Colts go for Anthony Richardson. You know, the team's going for athletic. Justin Fields, you know, people, he's all the rage because of his running. So he's already put a large dent in that concept that you can't be a running quarterback and win, but this would blow
it to bits.
This would
be the ultimate. No, right, yeah. Right. And then there's the impact, Chris, and the legacy. Like, that's where you are. And then people will look back in NFL history. Who was really that running quarterback who was able to use his legs, his arm, and become a one-man wrecking crew, yep, and win a Super Bowl? It was Lamar Jackson with the Baltimore Ravens. And if they win more than one, and, you know, with the defense and the team, Chris, and if they stay together, and depending on what happens,
they should
with
have
the Chiefs,
chances for sure.
Right,
you
their
know what
defense
I mean?
Like, ain't going anywhere.
And that's a great franchise, you know what I mean? Like, they're good pretty much all the time.
Right, they have been. Yeah. And we talked about it. Since Lamar showed up, they win 75% of their game.
Right, like, they ain't going nowhere. I mean, I'm not saying they'll necessarily win it next year.
Right, right.
But they're going to be, you know, I would think they're going to have a great chance to win at least another one, if not more. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Is Lamar Jackson, we're assuming he's going to win this MVP award, so assume with us, play along. Is Lamar Jackson already with two MVPs a Hall of Famer? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're still standing. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle with GoodRanchers.com. Enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with code America. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered. 877-99 on Fox. Is Lamar Jackson already, assuming he wins his second MVP this year, a Hall of Famer? Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Yo, Michael from another mother. My brother's behind the board. Rob, great appearance in the Bay Area. You got everybody out here hype, man. Everybody's enjoying the feel from a Detroit guy saying the Niners are likely to win. But I know
people in San Francisco, but I did say that if they lost, it would be monumental. It would be
biggest upset in the history of sports, man. But look, at least you're not getting everybody all hyped up by clowning Steph Curry and the Warriors, but that's a story for a different day. As far as this goes, I think both of y'all are 100% right. Lamar is a shoe-in for the Hall of Fame. The only two things that I think could get him out of there, and part of me thinks that even a tragic injury a la Terrell Davis wouldn't make that, you know.
Well, injury, he'd definitely be in. Because, I mean, you couldn't.
Because then it would be he got cut short, Sean, right? And then you would say, like,
what he's done.
If he was healthy, he would have been able to do this, that, and the other thing. Like, that would push him in, like Chris talked about.
100%. Like you said, Gale Sayers made it in. Terrell Davis made it in. So there's already a precedent for that. But if he does something off the field, a la what happened with Watson, a la what happened with OJ, something like that, would definitely get him out. But I think both of y'all are 100% correct. I think what Lamar is doing, too, without any of the talent around him, you can't point and say he had anybody, any kind of all-star wide receiver, any kind of superstar tight end. Mark Andrews has been good, but he's been injured, and he hasn't done anything this season so far.
And they kept winning. They kept winning when he went down. That was the thing.
Two running backs got hurt.
Yep.
Right.
No doubt, Sean. Thank you, man. Have a great weekend. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, if Lamar is able to secure a second MVP this early on in his career, he will be a Hall of Famer. Of course, you have to say barring injuries. But the fact of the matter is he's young.
But again, so far, no, you don't even have to say that.
Because he's already gotten that,
yeah,
right?
Like, the injuries, Dre, he wouldn't hurt too. It unfortunately, say it cut his career short. That would be right. Unfortunate for him and all of us. But no, it wouldn't keep him out of Hall of Fame.
You know, and the bottom line, you know, when you're talking about the Hall of Fame, Rob, you know, you've said that that is, you know, one of your, if not your, your most prized possession.
Right. I have no kids, so that's my most prized possession, right?
It comes down to, at a certain point, flat-out eye test. And just Lamar Jackson, pound for pound. Now, you have other players who will try to get in based on longevity, i.e. Eli Manning. But when you're sitting down looking at it, you know, this is something that we, you know, we do here in New England. You ask yourself, listen, is Rob Gronkowski a Hall of Famer, yes or no? And one of the things Lou Maloney says, WEEI, formerly they should have kept him on, is if it takes you more than 3 seconds to think about it, they're not a Hall of Famer. Okay, and so with Lamar Jackson, is he a Hall of Famer?
Well,
and you just
baseball.
Be quiet, you, Chris.
Well, Chris, you know, because baseball is the gold standard for Hall of Fame. The NBA is the participation award. Everybody in baseball maintains
baseball
that high bar.
Like, I don't know, man.
Chris got a little. He got there's a little wrinkle that he could get in.
Yeah.
He's pouring some alcohol in that little wound I got.
You know, well, they'll give it to you based on any sort of country. You know, Vlade Divac, great guy.
Well, football is definitely the hardest. There's no doubt about that.
And what? Baseball right up there. But we've seen
football
it.
Football is the hardest to get into.
Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, Dre. Appreciate it.
Rob G., where are you at on this?
I agree with you guys. He's going to get in just because it would be a wild precedent if he didn't get in as a two-time MVP.
Right. It wouldn't make no sense.
But I will say this. I was telling Chris off the air during the commercial break. The NFL or the Pro Football Hall of Fame voting process is
antiquated. It's the worst.
It's very unique because you got a whole ballroom of like 60 guys, and they have to nominate who they want to be in the Hall of Fame.
You shouldn't have to do that.
And then they debate it. Right. And so because of that, and because, you know, just to play devil's advocate, let's say that Lamar Jackson never has playoff success. You know, I mean, just right now, flat out, 8 total touchdowns, 7 total turnovers in 5 games. He's 2-3. And let's say he loses this weekend and then he never, for whatever reason, gets to the Super Bowl and never gets beyond the divisional round again. It's like there's going to be people, I believe, if that happens, worst case scenario, that would push back on him getting in the Hall of Fame, even if he is a two-time MVP.
Man, there might be some, but I don't think it would trump him getting in.
Yeah, I just think that the two MVPs and the do it, Rob G, so young. It wasn't like he won one early and then, you know, like down the road, he had a great season out of nowhere or something. Do you know what I mean? Like early on.
Sure. I think he's going to get in.
No, I know what you're saying.
You look at the other people that are on this list, and I mean, I'd have to go back and look historically, but I think they were all first ballot. So could you see a situation where if he doesn't have the playoff success, that maybe he doesn't get out on the first ballot, even though he should?
Yeah, that might be the case. That could be about when he's voted in, but not whether or not he's getting in.
All right, well, Lamar Mitchell is around the corner to get us all ready for this weekend. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I got to be honest. I'm here for it. I like seeing 73. Man, Luka balling. And Rob, talk about efficiency. 25 for 33, 8 for 13 from 3, 15 for 16 from the free throw line. Wow. All right.
Impressive, right? That's an impressive.
Yeah. All right. We got our man coming up in a moment. But first, football fans, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio every Saturday and Sunday morning, 3 full hours before kickoff for Countdown to Kickoff. Presented by BetMGM. They'll have you covered right before all of the Saturday and Sunday games, all the way through Super Bowl Sunday. You can listen to Countdown to Kickoff Weekend mornings right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart Radio app. Rob, the 73 by Luka, and I don't know if he's going to get any further, But it ties for the fifth highest scoring game ever. So he's making a little history here. Our next guest is the BetMGM Director of Trading. He runs things down in Vegas. Rob and I out there for Rob's party a couple weeks ago, and you could see it. The aura. The esteem in which he is held.
Wow.
Throughout that building. In the casinos. It's incredible. The restaurants. We bring in none other than the great Lamar Mitchell. Lamar, what up, brother?
Hello, fellas. What up? How you guys tonight?
Hey, we're doing great. Chris, did you see when Lamar walked into the ballroom, there were people throwing rose petals as he took his steps. Did you see that at the MGM?
Absolutely. And it was parting like the Red Sea.
I mean,
and
man.
I saw brothers like, yo, yo, there he go.
That's right. Hey, I'll say it one last time. The MGM threw a great party. We just had a great time. And they did a great job. They really did. Thank you.
Really enjoyed it.
All right, Lamar, let's go. Before we look ahead, though, the championship weekend, I got to ask you about the divisional round. Now, the favorites went 2-2 against the spread. The Ravens and the Lions covered. The Bills and 49ers, of course, did not. Was that a good outcome for you guys at BetMGM?
First day, believe it or not, Saturday was a better day for us than Sunday. So with the results that came in on Saturday, it was a good day for the house. Sunday, it went expected to what we thought, but it wasn't anything that was going to knock us up really bad.
Oh, that's a good thing. All right, looking ahead to Sunday, I think most people would agree that the Ravens are better than the Chiefs. But Patrick Mahomes, 9-1-1 against the spread as an underdog. And I know the Chiefs are a very public team. How much action are you seeing Baltimore -3.5 on in this spot?
You know, that's funny because the Sharps are on the Ravens. And like you said, I mean, it's a public team. But there's something about this cat, Lamar Jackson, that the public likes.
And that defense, too. I just can't see it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the ticket transaction from Joe Public is even Steven on this matchup. The Sharps, like I say, are on the Ravens. So really, it's going to come down to are the Sharps going to cover or is it going to be Joe Public? But Joe Public's right there even.
All right, Lamar, sticking with that game, the over-under for Chiefs-Ravens right now is holding at 44.5. Some might say that number feels low because it's, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. But these are also the top two scoring defenses in the league. So have you seen any sharp action so far on the total?
Oh yeah, absolutely. They're betting that the Sharps are betting that number under, believe it or not. But Joe Public, they're all about that over in this situation. Joe Public's about 5-1 on the over, but the Sharps definitely are betting this number under that 44.5. So it's another scenario. We're going to see if it's Joe Public or if it's the Sharps. And typically, you know, the Sharps are coming through, and that's why we still have a job here in Las Vegas.
There you go. And keep building those towers. All right, quick one for me, Lamar. I read this week that the second half unders, that the 17-2 in Chiefs games this season, the second half unders. When this season is winding down and there are less games to bet on, do bettors think that they have more of an edge betting props instead of sides and totals?
You know, it's funny. I was walking through the casino and couple guests were talking about the second half and they were talking loud about, oh, yeah, that's why you have to see this number. They bet it over. But when you got a defense like the Chiefs have, people don't realize that they're not going to a lot of overs in here. And so what you will get is you do get a lot of bets on these props, especially in-game when the game's going on, and you can bet live on the BetMGM app.
All right, so let's go to the NFC now, Lamar. Lions 13-6 against the spread this season. That's a league high. So how much action are you seeing on Detroit +7?
A lot, believe it or not. Looks like about ticket count for this game is about 2-1 in favor of the Lions. We need the Lions to come through in this situation for the house, but the Sharps on the 49ers at this price.
Yeah, I believe that one. I read this week that the Niners' run defense has been bottom five, both in rushing yards allowed and yards per carry allowed over the last month. And if Detroit can run, right, on San Francisco, that shortens the game, means less chances to score. With all that in mind, how much action are you seeing in the total?
They've been hammering this total under, as you would suspect, like you just said. Sharks have been hammering this total on the under. Public is, they've been betting it pretty much, you know, even on the total over and under, but the Sharps, I've seen so many bets from the Sharps on the total under. So, yeah, like you said, if they can run the ball, shorten the game, less scoring opportunities, and make it go under the 51.5, that's the point.
Let me just add this little caveat real quick. But the Lions give up, their secondary's not great. They gave up 370 yards to Stafford and 349 to Baker Mayfield. What if the 49ers decide to attack that?
Well, I think that's where the public is coming in, and that's why that number is. Some of the people are experienced with what you're saying, Rob. That yep. They think that hey, the Lions are going to run the ball, shorten the game, but then they see exactly what you said, and that's why the total on the over on this situation from the public, it's even in that situation.
All right, this is the last one for me, at least, Lamar. It's been well reported that Detroit's got the most been the most beat. To win, most bet, I'm sorry, to win the Super Bowl, both in terms of handle and total bets. The Niners, on the other hand, have been the favorites to win it all for just about the whole season. So which result would be worse for you guys at BetMGM, the Lions winning or the Niners?
Well, as a fan of the sports book and somebody who works in the industry, we are Team Detroit. If in that situation, definitely Team Detroit. The Niners, they open up at 9-1. Their highest they ever got was 10-1, and that was in early August. And it's a huge seven-figure loser for us if the Niners do win. Whereas if the Lions win, we pick up a nice seven-figure profit for the house.
Wow, that's a big one. Wow. I just thought people would have no, that makes sense. The Niners have always been that. How about the Ravens? If the Ravens win the Super Bowl, where is that?
The Ravens, also a good decision for us. Best case scenario, actually, believe it or not, if the Ravens win the Super Bowl, that is the second best scenario for the house.
Okay.
Behind the Chiefs. The odds on the Chiefs were so low. And, you know, the number of transactions we took on the Chiefs at that number, we took about 2-1 transactions on the Niners, and they opened at 9-1. And like I say, Chiefs opened up at 6-1, but we took 2-1 in transactions on the Niners than we did the Chiefs. So Chiefs are our best payout, followed by the Ravens, followed by the Lions.
All right. There you have it. You're all ready. You should be ready for the weekend. Get those bets out. That's our man, Lamar Jackson. I'm sorry. I keep calling you Lamar Jackson.
That's all right.
What is that?
Lamar. I keep mixing them up. We always talk about Lamar Jackson and Lamar Mitchell.
Just give me his bankroll.
Right. You'll gladly be Lamar Jackson, right?
Exactly.
That's the great Lamar Mitchell, BetMGM's director of trading. All right, Lamar, have a great weekend, man.
All right, you too, fellas.
Yep, take it easy. Enjoy the games. All right, NFL Pigskin Pickoff is next. And we got some finality. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Take the mystery out of the meat aisle, guys. With GoodRanchers.com, enjoy 100% American steakhouse quality meat and seafood delivered straight to your door. Support local farms and enjoy $20 off plus free shipping with code America. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered. It's time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right. It is the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Rob picking NFL games against the spread. And we gotta do a little housekeeping, though, before we get ahead to championship weekend in the divisional round. Chris, 2-2. Rob, 1-3. But that's secondary. Because with those results,
it's over.
Chris Broussard is officially the 2023-2024 Pigskin Pickoff champion.
Rob, rock with me. Yeah. Some nice numbers too, Rob G. I mean, I got more to do, but
Chris,
.500.
If we were really betting, you would barely be profitable.
52-41-1.
Yeah.
How's that barely profitable?
With the nine vid, Chris, over, Chris. You've been
what's
talking
that, like
to Lamar 57%, Mitchell
56%?
For what 5 years now? 4 years now with Lamar. You got to hit at least 55% for you to make money.
What I hit?
55.
Oh, I hit 55%.
Yeah. So you're if you were betting long term, you'd be up like $100. Which is nice.
All right. Well,
but in any event,
I'm winning the Odd Couple championship.
We're still so now on the season that I can keep track of, because remember I lost the previous paper.
Right.
Season long, Chris won 2021, Rob won 2022, Chris comes back to win 2023. So it's a nice little rivalry we got going here. But let's go ahead.
Won me.
NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
Rob, good year, man. Good season. Good, you gave it your all, man. You're a worthy opponent.
Anyways, the championship weekend here. First, we'll start off with the AFC. The first game starts at 3 p.m. Eastern. The Chiefs at the Ravens. Mark Andrews, all-pro tight end, will be active for the Ravens. On the flip side, Joe Tooney, all-pro offensive lineman for the Chiefs, inactive. That's a big loss for them.
That's a huge loss.
Ravens, 3.5-point road favorite, or excuse me, home favorite. Chris, who do you like?
You know, I like the Ravens, obviously, to win it, and I'm taking them with the points. the Chiefs, first of all, they just didn't have a great season. We all know that by their standards. Miami was not – I'm not taking anything away from them. They've been better than most of us expected in the playoffs. But Miami and Buffalo's defenses were banged up. And now it's the Chiefs who are banged up. Without Joe Thuney, I mean, that's big. He was their only all-pro this year on offense. And then we know their tackles struggle, right? And they're only facing the team with the most sacks in the NFL and the most takeaways. So, at that, it's going to be tough sledding for him. Isaiah Pacheco, I think he'll play. But, you know, he's a running back with an ankle and a toe, you know, injury. So, I wonder how that's going to affect him. So, yeah, I'm going with the Ravens to win and to cover.
Yeah, I like the Ravens. I've liked them all year, just the way that they've played, even against the really good teams. And Chris is right. This isn't the Chiefs. Even in those situations where they had banged up secondaries, Chris, they didn't blow anybody out. They weren't like, oh, my God, like they caught their magic again. They won, but I just think the Ravens are on all cylinders. What don't you like about that team? Quarterback's great. The defense is great. They can run the football. What don't you like?
All right, moving over to the NFC, the matinee game. Excuse me, the night game, actually, in the East Coast, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Detroit Lions, Rob's Detroit Lions, in the Bay to take on the Niners. Niners holding as 7-point favorites. That was even before it was announced that Deebo Samuel, despite being banged up, will be active for the Niners.
That is crazy that that was a 7-point without him. Yeah.
Rob, who do you like?
I like the 49ers. I think they expose, they take advantage of the secondary. This is Brock Purdy's moment in the sun to throw that ball around the yard a little bit, take advantage of the Lions secondary, Deebo Samuel with a couple of touchdowns, and they beat the Lions by 10.
Mm. Yeah, I'm with Rob. I'm going with the Niners. You know, there's a part of me that thinks Detroit's going to make it a close game, and they might. I respect the Lions. They've had a great year. But I just think San Francisco, I think last week they were a bit rusty. They worked out the kinks. And this year I think they're going to roll. And I think because obviously their goal is to win a Super Bowl and they need to be playing great football, period. Right? There was one time in this season, Rob, where everybody thought the Niners were just going to roll to the Super Bowl, yep. Right? After they crushed Dallas and Philly and all that. And now they're like in that underdog role. I mean, I know they're favorites, but I think a lot of people feel like the winner of the AFC game is going to win the championship. So I think they're going to have an edge about them, and they going out there like they got something to prove.
I agree.
And I think
Chris,
they will, right?
I think that they know they can't take the Lions lightly. You know what I mean? And if
yep,
they don't play
absolutely.
Their best, because they didn't. If Green Bay's kicker kicked that field goal, Chris. They wouldn't be even been in it.
No, right. I mean, they're fortunate that they got through it. And so we'll see. But I just hope, you know, it's a great weekend of football. And then, Rob, we get ready for the 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl. So, all right. It's the Odd Couple signing off on a funky Flashback Friday. But keep it locked. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. And those two brothers, straight fire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.